MJ-12 document, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. Linda talked about a later one. Here's the names of the original MJ-12 group, an outstanding group. The first three directors of Central Intelligence, the Secretary of Defense, first one, Dr. Vannevar Bush, great scientist, another great scientist, another great scientist, and one that didn't belong on the list at all. Dr. Donald Menzel, I'm not going to go into the details, you've all heard about it, you can read Top Secret Magic. The great shock was Dr. Donald Menzel. He was a nasty, noisy negativist. He was a professor of astronomy at Harvard University. You certainly don't need a high-level security clearance. Everybody else had one here to be a professor of astronomy at Harvard. Wrote three anti-UFO books. All the guys were dead when we got the document. I checked on Menzel, thanks to a grant from the Fund for UFO Research, and discovered, to my shock, total amazement, frankly, he led a double life. Turned out that he wrote to Jack Kennedy. I took permission from three different people for me to see his papers at Harvard. He wrote to Jack Kennedy in 1960 saying he, Menzel, had a longer continuous association with the National Security Agency and its Navy predecessor of anybody in the country, 30 years at that time, that he had a top secret ultra clearance with the CIA, that he had done classified work for more than 30 companies, and he was closely associated with several of these people. And he taught cryptography before the war, world class. None of this was known. Shocked me because I didn't like the guy when he was alive. But he belonged with this group of people. Once I found that out, then I started really in-depth investigation, got a $16,000 grant from the fund to look into MJ-12. That mostly covered expenses because you can't feed a lot of people on that for a year. Anyway, it's an extensive, intensive investigative effort. That's the first report. There are a few copies outside. It does have a copy of Phil Klass's check to me for $1,000 for proving him wrong about one of the documents connected with MJ-12. He challenged me, perhaps you didn't notice that the typeface is the large pica type, but the tradition at the White House was the small elite type on this one document. I challenge you to find any genuine memos, letters, etc., from the National Security Council, right time frame, done in the same size and style type. And to encourage you to respond more quickly for an article I'm preparing, I offer you $100 each for every genuine such memos, up to a limit of 10, unfortunately. I went to my files and pulled out 20. I knew he wasn't going to buy them all because they didn't all have signatures. I was going to the Eisenhower Library, to which he had never been, mind you. And when I went there, I pulled out 14 more, all matching his requirements. Sent him an invoice. He sent me a check for $1,000. But I'm sure he didn't tell many people that. He sent copies of his challenge all over the place. Here's the crazy part. There's 250,000 pages of National Security Council material at the Eisenhower Library, of which 50,000, incidentally, are still classified. The notion that you can generalize from 9 to 250,000 is typical of the intellectual bankruptcy of the pseudoscience of anti-ufology. Nobody in his right mind would leap to that conclusion.